This weekend, the Democratic Alliance gathered at Gallagher Estate for its 2026 Federal Congress, the party's first major congress since entering the Government of National Unity. More than 2,000 delegates were in attendance to elect a new leadership team, debate party business, and set the tone for the next phase of the DA's political project. The big story was the leadership transition. John Steenhuisen stepping aside after two full terms, a broader reshuffle across the party's top structures, and Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis emerging as the DA's new federal leader. Ahead of the formal proceedings, BizNews' Irakli Rekviashvili spoke to the DA's Ian Cameron and Jan de Villiers. Cameron, chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police, said the significance of the weekend was less the spectacle itself than what it said about the party's internal machinery.
So it's remarkable. I think it's only the DA that can pull off a Congress that looks like this. It's also very exciting. I think it's the first Congress we have since coming into government and in national government. Yeah. So it's extremely exciting. And I think, you know, to see so many new faces of people that have grown over the years from, I mean, myself, I came from civil society. There's so many other people that have entered from academics to civil society, out of government even. I think it looks very positive. You know, a lot of people asked me a few years ago, they said, but why did you join the DA? And all of this looks fantastic and so on, but that's not why I joined. One of the main reasons is the machine built on the inside to be able to do something like this is a tremendous amount of work. And I don't think people realize the machine, the administrative and logistical machine in the DA, and how well-oiled it is. And there's no party in this country that has the capability or capacity to do that. And I think that's why we are building and growing the way that we are.
Meanwhile, DA national spokesperson de Villiers cast the weekend as proof of an orderly change of guard and as part of a larger DA ambition.
So for me, I'm feeling incredibly positive and energized by the fact that the DA is once again able to show that we have this incredible annual three-year leadership change of the guard, where we have transparent and democratic elections, and we elect our new leaders to take us forward. It goes without money changing hands. It goes without any major drama. It's well oiled. It really is. Everything is happening on time. Everybody is energized. And it really is an incredible, I think, feather in our cap to show that we can have someone like John Steenhuisen come do two full terms. He can then say he's not available for a next term. And it's no drama. We just keep on doing our thing. So many of the other parties out there are based on key men, you know?
Yeah.
If that individual falls, that party falls. The DA is not one person.
The formal proceedings of the Congress then turned to the party's wider leadership transition, starting with the Federal Council before moving to the DA's top federal positions.
Good afternoon, delegates. The Federal Council has elected its leadership to manage party affairs for this next term of office. The election was fully compliant and free and fair. As presiding officer of the Federal Council election, it gives me great pleasure to announce the following who are duly elected. For the chairperson of the Federal Finance Committee, Mark Burke. For the
delegates, we now move to our three deputy chairpersons of Federal Council.
And the Federal Council has elected the following. They are in the order of the third deputy chairperson, Carl Popheim. Deputy Chairperson elected, Thomas Thomas Walters.
And now, for our new chairperson of Federal Council, back to you, Desiree.
So the first deputy chairperson of Federal Council, JP Smith.
And we'll try that again. And now, for our new chairperson of Federal Council, back to you, Desiree.
Now. And your new chairperson of Federal Council, Asher Surape. Of this Congress 2026. Please welcome back to the stage your Federal Congress presiding officers, Verna Hahn and Bridget Masango.
We are ready to announce the outcomes of the Federal Congress election of the newly elected leadership. Are you ready? The votes have been tallied, the outcomes decided. We are pleased to say that this election has demonstrated internal democracy in action. We officially declare this election to be free and fair.
The first leadership position we will announce is that of the three deputy federal chairpersons of the Democratic Alliance.
It's you, Bridget.
The third deputy federal chairperson is Solly Malatsi.
Democrats, the second deputy federal chairperson elected is Silje Brink.
Deputy Federal Chairperson is Siviwe Kwakhube.
Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for your newly elected federal chairperson of the Democratic Alliance. Back to you, Bridget and Werner.
One of the more prominent names elected in that broader reshuffle was former Shwane Mayor Solly Msimanga, who became federal chairperson.
Okay, are you ready to hear who is your newly elected federal chairperson? The duly elected federal chairperson is Solly Msimanga.
We have a lot of work ahead of us. I want to wish each and every one of you a safe journey home. Those that are still going to be traveling across the country, we want to wish you a safe journey home. The leader has spoken. The job ahead of us has been drawn, and it is indeed a great pleasure to then get a mandate from Jordan and to get ready to do what needs to be done.
But the central story of the weekend was always the contest for the DA's top post. Before the votes, DA leadership frontrunner Jordan Hill Lewis told BizNews he was feeling both excitement and nerves ahead of the Congress proceedings.
It's a lot of emotion, a lot of excitement, a lot of nerves as well, I must be honest. But I think tomorrow, you know, once the voting is done, then it's just waiting for the results. And then the future.
That's fantastic. We're so excited for you. How do you feel being in Joburg, away from Cape Town?
I love Joburg. Joburg is an amazing city. It has so much potential. It's unfortunately cursed by a terrible government. And it desperately needs a new government to start turning it around and building it into the magnificent city that we know it can be. So it's always great to visit Joburg. And I know that I'm going to spend a lot more time here over the next 6, 7, or 8 months.
And then came the announcements delegates had been waiting for.
Democrats, now this is the moment. We are ready to announce the new federal leader of the Democratic Alliance. This has been a contest between two candidates, and we commend their collegial, respectful, and thorough campaigning. They have both been a true credit to this party as they have stood as candidates. Delegates, it is my pleasure to announce that the new federal leader of the Democratic Alliance is... Jordan Hill Lewis.
In his acceptance speech, Hill Lewis pitched the results as part of a broader generational shift inside the DA and made clear how he sees the party's ambitions.
Now, friends, we respect all of those who have led our party throughout its history. So when Musi Maimane became the leader of the DA, I had the privilege, the genuine privilege, of serving as his chief of staff. During that time, I learned something that shaped my own understanding of leadership. I learned that politics is not only about policy or ideas, it's also about people. Musi had an ability to connect with South Africans from every background and every community. He reminded all of us that a political movement must remain rooted in the lives and experiences of the people it serves. He brought a new voice and a new ambition to our party. And that chapter remains an important part of our journey. And then came John Steenhuisen. Where's John? Where's John? Then came John Steenhuisen. John took the next great step in the story of this party. John led the DA into national government for the first time in our party's history. When he became leader in 2029, we faced a difficult time. We remember it well. Many commentators predicted the decline and even the collapse, the end of our party. But John said, no ways. He steadied the ship. He rebuilt the confidence of our party. He strengthened our leadership. And he prepared the DA for a new era in South African politics, the era of coalition governments at a national level. And in 2024, under John's leadership, the DA entered the government of national unity and began shaping the direction of national government for the first time. John, let me tell you that that achievement will stand as one of the most important milestones in the history of this party. You showed us that the DA will never be content to shout from the sidelines while our country falls deeper into decline. John told us we are here to govern, we are here to make a difference. And he deserves our enormous thanks and our gratitude for leading this party to that moment. And now, the question before me, the question before us, concerns what the next chapter in our party's story will be. The question is not whether we can oppose or whether we can govern. The question is whether the DA can lead South Africa. Whether we can become the largest party in national government in future. And let me tell you, as your newly elected leader, my answer is a resounding yes. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. That is the mission that you've given me today, to grow the DA into the largest party in South Africa and to lead a new national government. And everything I do as your leader and everything we do together will be to complete that mission.
So after this weekend's Congress, the DA leaves with a new face of the party, a refreshed federal leadership team, and a clear vision of how the party wants its next chapter to go. I'm Patrick Kidd for BizNews.com.